The seasons are turning. Spring has been emerging, and winter has been trying to hang on. And this season of Lent helps us enter into these lengthening days as we long for winter to finally be dispelled, and as we anticipate the new day that will dawn to light our paths and warm our hearts. The seasons are turning. So too do the seasons of our spiritual lives turn. This is what repent means, to turn from and to turn toward. Lent is a season not primarily for marking time on the calendar. Lent is not simply counting down until Easter, but it is a season for repentance, for turning, for change, as it forms in us the joy of birth and rebirth. Lent is a season for being made new. But then there is this from novelist Aldous Huxley that is particularly appropriate for Ash Wednesday. In his foreword to A Brave New World, Huxley has this to say about repentance. He writes, "Chronic remorse, as all the moralists are agreed, is a most undesirable sentiment. If you have behaved badly, repent. Make what amends you can, and address yourself to the task of behaving better next time. On no account brood over your wrongdoing. Rolling in the muck is not the best way of getting clean." Well, it is true, rolling in the muck is not the best way of getting clean. However, it is not as Huxley would like. We do repent, of course. We turn from, we turn back toward, but we always get tripped up on the matter of behaving better next time. We've tried that. We have tried all sorts of things, but it inevitably becomes clear as we fall back into old patterns or stumble into brand new mistakes, as we yet again get caught up in anxiety or fear or self-centeredness, it inevitably becomes clear that we are broken. So today, marked with ashes, rolling in the muck, as it were, we come face to face with the fact that our only hope comes not from ourselves. Today, we roll in the muck as a reminder that we are indeed powerless. We are broken. We are helpless, and we need some help to get clean. Look at us. We are stuck in the muck in which we stand every day. But today, as we come face to face with the fact that we are dust, we are also opened to see a greater truth. Dust is not the final word. There is one who knows us, who knows that we are stuck in the muck, who knows that it is not simply a matter of good intentions or willpower on our behalf. There is one who knows that we need release, who knows we need to be transformed, who knows that we need to be freed. And so he has come to do just that. The perfect one, the one who knew no sin, who in order to defeat sin became sin itself. And he is here today for you. Jesus the Christ entered deep into the muck because he knows we cannot contend with it alone. in his crucifixion, he took on sin, he took on the devil, he took on death. And in his resurrection, he defeated all of these. Sin, the devil, and death itself. He defeated all of these for you, so that, as St. Paul writes, you may become the righteousness of God. This is the deeper kind of love we can be celebrating on today's Valentine's Day. You are God's beloved. You are God's very own. And God has more for you than this muck. It is true, as these ashen marks on our foreheads will remind us, in the muck of this world, we are dying. But even more, because Christ has joined us in the muck, these ashen marks on our foreheads remind us that through his death and resurrection, you are alive. The seasons are turning, and so are we. A new day is dawning. Even as we speak, the darkness is being dispelled from the sky and from our lives. And even though the muck still may so often feel thick, clinging to your ankles and weighing you down, the muck will not win. God wins. And even now, you are being made free. For in Christ, today is a new day. And you are new people.